Chapter 40, Words from the Heart. Baruch was inspired by how Bezalel Chaim and Aaron Shmuel responded to the loss of their brewery. He now felt even deeper respect for simple, good-hearted Jews. He thought of all the Talmidei Chachamim who demanded honor and poked fun at the hard-working and uneducated Jewish laborers and businessmen. Would these scholars accept Hashem's judgment with the same inner strength and pure faith? He had doubts. Baruch shared his feelings with Yitzchak Shaul, who told him that his father, Rav Nissen, the Melamed of Harki, once repeated a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. The Tzaddik said that the difference between a simple Jew and a scholarly one was like the difference between a field that is watered by natural rainfall and a field that has to be watered by hand. A field that the farmer must water by hand can also grow quality produce, Rav Nissen explained. But it will be missing that extra beauty and special goodness that can be found only in produce that has grown naturally without the help of any person. The same is true of ordinary, uneducated Jews. They are Hashem's pure, natural produce. The natural beauty of their characters and deep, pure faith has not been damaged or disturbed. At that point, Eliezer Reuven's son Shmuel joined Baruch and Yitzchak Shaul in their discussion. In the town of Dubrovna, related Shmuel, I would sometimes work in the flour mill of a Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Yerachmiel. He was famous for his excellent shiurim and gemara that he would deliver in one of Dubrovna's shuls. Two other Jews worked with me, grinding grain into flour. One was Rabbi Ephraim, a young Talmud Chacham who would recite words of Torah from memory nonstop as he worked. The other was Baruch Shimon, an ordinary fellow who knew very little Torah and would break his teeth trying to read Hebrew. But he had Yiras Shemayim and was honest with all of his being. The mill's owner, Rabbi Yerachmiel, would treat Rabbi Ephraim with great respect because he was an excellent scholar. But he would treat Baruch Shimon with disrespect and use every opportunity to make him feel worthless and ashamed. Yerachmiel the miller once found Baruch Shimon reciting the words of Hallel from Tehillim. He stood behind Baruch Shimon for a while, listening silently as the simple man recited the words with tears pouring down his cheeks. The miller's face shone with delight and amusement when he heard the countless mistakes that Baruch Shimon made. When he heard enough, he harshly interrupted Baruch Shimon. First of all, he yelled at the poor man, you killed Hallel, then you buried it. And now you are crying and mourning over its death. Rabbi Yerachmiel then cracked up laughing at his own rude joke. Baruch Shimon was so embarrassed that he did not know what to say or do. He turned red as a beet and lowered his eyes to the ground. Rabbi Ephraim was watching all this and became upset. Whenever he noticed his employer making fun of Baruch Shimon, he would gently remind him to treat his fellow Jews with respect. This time he found it hard to control himself. Chazal teach us, he told his boss sharply, that a good protective malach is created from each word of praise to Hashem that we pronounce. Rabbi Yerachmiel was having too much fun watching Baruch Shimon's misery to take Rabbi Ephraim's message seriously. Really? He answered with the widest grin. In that case, the twisted, messed up words of Baruch Shimon's Hallel must be creating malachim that are missing hands and feet and maybe even their heads. With that, he burst into roaring laughter. Yitzchak Shaul and Baruch listened to Shmuel's story with aching hearts. You must understand, Shmuel continued, that Rabbi Yerachmiel is not a bad person, nor is he dumb or foolish. In fact, he's a good man with Yiras Shemayim. He's careful to observe even the smallest details of mitzvahs and minhagim. At the same time, he truly and honestly believes that a Jew who is not a Talmud Chacham is utterly worthless, and so are all of his tefillahs and actions. Shmuel really did not need to explain Rabbi Yerachmiel's behavior. In those days, it was the natural attitude that almost all Talmidei Chachamim showed towards uneducated Jews. These feelings were so deeply ingrained in the scholars that they simply did not realize that it was unacceptable and hurtful. Rabbi Ephraim, however, was not ready to give up, Shmuel continued his story. He turned to his employer with emotion and said, you can be absolutely certain that the crippled malachim that are created from Baruch Shimon's pure and heartfelt tehillim are more beloved and welcomed by Hashem than the healthy, complete malachim that rise from the pages of Gemara when you or I learn Torah. Rabbi Rachmil was quiet. He did not reply. But that was only because he had so much respect for Rabbi Ephraim the scholar that he did not dare contradict him. From then on, whenever Rabbi Ephraim was not around, the miller would treat Baruch Shimon even worse than before. One day, everything changed. You see, Rabbi Rachmil never had any children. His nephew, Reb Shalom Yechiel, lived in his home. Shalom Yechiel, by the way, was born in Harki. Shalom Yechiel, interrupted Yitzchak Shaul, why, he is one of my best friends. He's a wonderful young man who is also a follower of our Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. That's right, replied Shmuel with a smile, and it seems that he's also a man of truth. With just one short discussion, he managed to change his uncle's attitude completely. It happened when Shalom Yechiel once noticed his uncle arguing with Baruch Shimon. He heard Baruch Shimon insisting that he had the right to daven 3 times a day together with the minyan, just like every other Jew. His uncle Rabbi Rachmiel, on the other hand, refused to allow Baruch Shimon to leave work in order to join the minyan. Hashem does not need your davening, he shouted rudely at him. It is more than enough for an ignorant person like you to daven by yourself. Baruch Shimon was so hurt by these words that he broke into bitter tears. He tried to defend himself. Is it my fault that Hashem did not bless me with a good brain so that I too could become a Talmud Chacham? Must I be punished just because my situation in life does not allow me to study all day in a Beis Medrash, and I must instead spend my years dragging sacks of flour on my back? At this point, Shalom Yechiel interrupted them. My dear uncle, he said to the miller, the holy Baal Shem Tov said that he loves the simple, uneducated Jews who are honest and pure-hearted, even more than the scholars, whose knowledge makes them proud and arrogant. Shalom Yechiel then told his uncle a series of stories that prove the holiness of the Baal Shem Tov and his special powers, as well as his powerful love for all Jews, especially for the most simple ones. It was clear that these words came from the depths of Shalom Yechiel's heart. His uncle listened carefully to everything that his nephew said. By the time Shalom Yechiel finished speaking, it was clear that his words had pierced his uncle's heart and had a deep effect. From that day on, Rabbi Rachmiel's attitude towards Baruch Shimon changed completely for the better. Baruch thanked Shmuel for sharing his experiences. Over the next few days, he learned more about the life of the founder of the Nestorim, Rav Elio the Baal Shem of Worms. He was also interested in discovering more about Rav Elio's successor, Rav Yael the Baal Shem of Zamach. Baruch felt certain that Rav Yael must have been no less an interesting and brilliant person than the first Baal Shem.